I started writing poetry as a schoolboy. My father, Nasir Kazmi, was a famous Urdu poet. This set a very high standard for me and for which I had to work much harder than my contemporaries. The readers of Urdu poetry too had high expectations of me. They also expected me to do something different from what my father had done. My problem was how to come out of my father's shadow so that my writings didn't look as a replica or repetition of his works. Moreover, after achieving my own identity, how could I develop as a writer? Which themes should I have made the subject of my writings? Incidentally, it was my father who gave me the best advice in this regard. His first advice was to use my full name, Basir Sultan Kazmi, to look more different from Nasir Kazmi. Secondly, he said that I shouldn't worry about being influenced by him or any other writer, because everybody is individual and different from everybody else. All I had to do was keep my options open, observe life, read the masters of the past, and learn how and how not to write. If we think independently, reading others strengthens our independence instead of harming it. Players develop their skills not only by playing, but also by observing good players play. My first poem was published in the college magazine when I was 15. I kept writing and consulting my father, who kept advising me how to polish my work. But unfortunately, he died when I was 18 and a half. I had never imagined getting independence that way. For quite a long time, I felt helpless, particularly as a writer. But even here, my father came to help. His memories, his writings, and his friends formed a sort of advisory panel for me. One of his friends, Mehboob Khizan, a very unique poet, said that every new poet should try to cover an uncovered area. I looked at my father's works and saw that he didn't confine himself to one genre. Writers like Hardy, Goethe, and Tagore, who wrote poetry as well as prose, became my ideals. Dramatists like Shakespeare, Oscar Wilde, and George Bernard Shaw, included in my syllabus, opened a new world for me. Besides writing poems, I wrote plays as well. My first published book was a play. This led the critics to acknowledge me as a writer very different from my father. In 1990, I moved to England. My life and experiences here were very different from my life in Pakistan. I missed my native country, but at the same time found opportunities to develop as a person as well as a writer. My writings show not a compromise, but a willing acceptance of the new situation. 4 collections of poetry followed. English translations of my long play and poems have been published.